Into the holy city. Throughout the unnumbered host of the redeemed, every glance is fixed upon Jesus. Every eye beholds his glory, whose visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. Upon the heads of the overcomers Jesus places the crown of glory. For each there is a crown bearing his own new name, and the inscription, Holiness to the Lord. In every hand are placed the victor's palm and the shining harp. Then, as the commanding angels strike the note, every hand sweeps the strings with skillful touch in rich, melodious strains. Each voice is raised in grateful praise, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Before the ransomed throng is the holy city. Jesus opens the gates, and the nations that have kept the truth enter in. Then his voice is heard, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Christ presents to the Father the purchase of his blood, declaring, Here am I, and the children whom thou hast given me. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, oh, the rapture of that hour when the infinite Father, looking upon the ransomed, shall behold his image, sin's blight removed, and the human once more in harmony with the divine. The Savior's joy is in seeing, in the kingdom of glory, the souls saved by his agony and humiliation. The redeemed will be sharers in his joy, they behold those won through their prayers, labors, and loving sacrifice. Gladness will fill their hearts when they see that one has gained others, and these still others.